Senate rules committee, Friday, March 30th, Ben City Hall in Oregon.
We have also the House rules for doing more public affairs committee.
Everybody, I'm delighted to. I'm just delighted to be in Central Oregon. I'm from Klamath Falls, so I'm always happy when I cross those Cascades and get out of the rain and get to the sun. Aren't you guys happy?
We're happy.
Yeah, we're happy.
Get to the what?
It's here. Yeah, trust me. Why don't we, this is our every decade we do this. For those of you who don't remember us last decade, none of us were here. But 10-year redistricting, we take the population growth, change the districts around to make them even, essentially as even as we can get, down to zero difference if at all possible. We have 60 House districts, 30 Senate districts, and we have 5 congressional districts that will all be reworking as we go. We're taking these committee hearings on the road as much as practical. We've got 13 of them scheduled right now with possibly a few more. But we need to get out, listen to you, hear what's on your mind about how these lines should be drawn. So that's really what we're doing. I'd like to just introduce the committee. This is the joint committee. We are structured. Representative Wilson from Grants Pass is the chair of the House Rules Committee. They have the point on taking the legislative, the Senate and the House, and the Senate, of which I chair, takes the lead on the congressional. But all of us have to agree ultimately, so that's just where where we're set up. We've got, you all know Senator Carno, so you can introduce yourself if you like.
I will, and I welcome you all to Central Oregon and want to thank you for coming here, and I hope you have a good time while you're here. I'm glad to have you in our district, and I would just say, since I had a birthday yesterday, I hate to mention this, but one of us was here 10 years ago. Thank you.
Richard?
Representative Richard Devlin from the Lake Oswego Tualatin area.
As the Senator said, I'm Carl Wilson. I'm a state representative from Grants Pass. Representative Steve March from House District 15, which is in the center of East Portland.
Bill Garrard, Representative, District 53, which is Klamath Falls.
I'm Joanne Berger, and I'm from District 47, which is on the South Oregon coast. Coos Bay, North End, Reedsport, and Florence.
And in my district, District 30, with most of Klamath County all the way over to Idaho. So when people whine to me about big districts, I just smack them and we get on about our business. If you never had testified formally for a committee before, just relax. We're pretty informal. We really just want you to come up and tell us what's on your mind. It is a formal committee, formal testimony. It does all go into the record, so that's why you see all these wires and stuff. If you get in front of the podium, be careful, you're liable to hang yourself. So that's just what we're doing. And I'll just take these in order, and if I mispronounce your name, I apologize. I'm not doing it on purpose. But if we could have David Gormley.
Gormley.
Yeah. My name is David Gormley. I live in Sun River. I'm one of those guys that you've been looking for, one of those fellows that snuck in up here from Southern California. And I've been here now 15 years and have treasured every day of it. Dennis, Luke, and I have something in common.
Excuse me just a second.
Hello.
Are you there, Senator Courtney? Who else is with you?
And Senator Byer, Chris Goodrich, and Jack Dempsey.
How are you guys doing?
Just
well, we're three minutes into the meeting that started at the right on time, so welcome to Bend.
Thank you.
We've got our first testifier in front of us, so if you guys have a question, just pop in. If not, we'll just listen.
Thank you, sir.
Dennis, Luke, and I have one thing in common. We both like donuts, as you can see. There is one thing we don't like, though, is donuts in politics.
I told you.
Okay.
We live in a little community south of here. If you go to the post office and ask where we are, they'll tell you we're in Bend. If you go to the school board and ask anything about the schools, they'll tell you we're part of the Bend School District. We come up here to go to the doctor. We come up here to some of the better restaurants. We come up here to see the movies. In other words, we are highly oriented towards what goes on in the city of Bend. We're very much interested in it. We only have about 2,500 of us that live in Sun River, but that community provides about 15% of the assessed value of Deschutes County. We're known as a money tree. So we scream once in a while, but most of us are retired, and we shovel the money up here, and our resort, which is the biggest one in California, provides a huge amount of cash to keep this community going. But basically, we're retired, we're interested, but we are not active. Not too active. However, there are some of us old goats sitting down there that haven't got much else to do but try to do what we can to help make this a better community. And so we're active in that sense. When I was in Southern California, I had the privilege of being gerrymandered. I'm a Republican. The community I lived in was Republican. The politicians decided that it would be fun to put Tom Hayden in as our representative. If you know Tom Hayden, he's the one that was married to, what's her name? Jane Fonda. And he's about as representative of the Republican viewpoint as Herr Hitler. But nevertheless, when they got through doing the gerrymandering down there, we found ourselves in the tail end of a very liberal, socialistic sort of viewpoint. And there wasn't anything we can do about it. We kind of hope that what you're going to do in this will be to maintain as your primary goal the public interest and the public good. We hope you won't allow diversity and the development of diverse small groups sway you from the larger question of, are you going to get representation of all viewpoints? We contend that if you try to isolate the city of Bend from a big sprawling district that will surround the city of Bend, you will in fact end up with two very strongly diverse viewpoints in your political situation in Oregon, in Central Oregon. And we would hope that you would think very carefully about, while it may be more convenient for the people in Bend, who all seem to think that they think the same way, if that's more convenient for him to have just one representative who's going to reflect their viewpoint, will he in fact represent the viewpoint of all of us in Central Oregon and the three counties? We would hope that if you study that carefully, you'll come back and say, we're not too bad with the lines we have right now. Let's continue on with that. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you.
Rob?
Rebel.
Yeah, sure. I was just getting to that.
I'm about to help you out.
Well, I live in Bend, in the city. And I'd like to thank you for inviting our views on this redistricting problem. I've noticed the population of Bend is large enough now for a House seat. And to me it seems like the logic and common sense dictate that it should be now split off to have its own House district. And my reasons are that it is an urban entity, and it's very distinct from the surrounding areas. It's very obvious when you drive around to see that. And it has its own economic and business interests that are separate from the surrounding area. It's got a microclimate and a watershed that are distinctly different from those of the southern part of the present House district, and it does not share the same concerns. We can see that right now with the water problems. They're altogether different here and down south. It's increasingly becoming an educational center, which gives it a real distinct identity. It's also a center for recreational activities, and it's tightly connected by highways and roads. Very, very easy to get around. I mean, the traffic is bad, but you can really get around from one place to another very easily. So in short, there is an obviously identifiable commonality of interest within the proposed Bend district. Actually, I'm proposing that you split off. It's vastly different from that of the southern part of the present district. A representative for the proposed district could efficiently concentrate his or her efforts for the welfare of a communal electorate. That person would be relieved of the responsibility of representing vastly different economic, cultural, and geographic interests. And I'd like to hand you my... Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Luke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm glad that Senator Courtney was able to join us. If he would have showed up, I would have bought him lunch today. I'm Dennis Luke, Deschutes County Commissioner. When I represented House District 54, my district went from Bend to Mohawk Point on Klamath Lake. District 55 goes up into Wasco County currently. Because of the increase in population in Deschutes County, it now looks like the district will move entirely inside the county. That'll make it easier on the two representatives to maintain contact with their constituents. I know there are some districts up, especially in the metro area, where you can actually walk your district, and I never tried that. It's kind of a long way. Well, I think we drove one time. I don't know if Bev and Neil Bryant went with us in took us 2.5 hours to get to a town hall meeting in one area in South County, South District. The question is how to draw the line for the districts inside the county. Deschutes County is an area of common interest. There's a natural rivalry between our cities and between the county residents outside the UGBs, but we have a lot of common interests that transcends that rivalry and allows us to work together on many issues. And, of course, all city residents are county residents. I would advocate for two representative districts that include large areas of the county. By giving a representative a district made up solely of Bend would, in my opinion, increase the rivalry. Please look towards redistricting that makes each representative answerable to a wide range of Deschutes County voters. And I'd like to bring up a couple of things that are not in the written testimony. We have Central Oregon Area Commission on Transportation that's made up of all three counties, Deschutes, Jefferson, and Crook, and all the cities within those counties. And we have to prioritize projects, and we do that by consensus. We don't sit and take, we haven't had to take roll call votes. And to the member, they have selected the bypass around Redmond as the number one project in all three counties. And that's the kind of cooperation that we see, and because of all the common interests we have, we know what each other needs, and we work to try to achieve that for them. We have joint planning. The county meets with the city, all our cities, and we have we're working with the other counties on solid waste issues, a joint landfill site, and maybe even Northern Klamath County brought into that. The Bend Lapine School District is not only Bend, it goes clear to Lapine, and then you have the Redmond and the Sister School District, and then the one out of Brothers. And Bend is the hub, especially for the South County area, for their medical. Redmond has its own hospital, but we're currently meeting with the City of Bend and the City of Redmond on looking at ways to provide some type of public transportation for people to get to the medical facilities in Bend. There's a lot of common interests within the whole county, and I would hope that we not create a donut district out of Bend, because I think the representative needs to be cognizant of all the issues in the county. When Bev and I and Neil were together in the legislature, we considered ourselves representative not only our district, but all of Central Oregon, because of all the issues we have in common. And I would sure hate to see one representative concentrated in one small area. Thank you.
Thank you. Philip Randall.
My name is Philip Randall. I'm a human rights activist, member of the Pacific Green Party, and I'm here today because I believe that Bend, Sun River, and Lapine are separate communities. We see that in the way those communities vote. We see that in the way that Lapine votes down a lot of measures that get passed in Bend. And so these are separate communities. If we look at Sun River, we see a community with a high concentration of people that don't actually live there, that live in other communities, that Sun River is one of their three houses. And we've tried splitting the district in the past. It didn't work, and I don't think we should make that same mistake again. Especially as a member of the Pacific Green Party, I certainly don't feel represented in Salem. But I think we have a greater chance of being represented if we have the city of Bend represented as a whole unit rather than splitting it into some kind of schizophrenic group, as some people have suggested.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor.
Thanks. I'm Bill Friedman, and I'm mayor of the city of Bend. Dennis Luke is one of my heroes, and so I really appreciated it when he called me yesterday and told me that we had the opportunity to testify. I want to echo my agreement with the first half of his testimony. This is a city, county, and region that work effectively together. There are lots of demonstrations of that we're willing to put aside parochial interests in an effort to do what's best for Central Oregon, and that turns out to be best for the individual political entities. I think that either of the two districting schemes that I've heard about would work. A north-south distribution has worked and would continue to work, as would separating out the city of Bend as a separate district. But I'd like to go back to the donut theory. And if you think of us as a jelly donut, the gooey stuff in the center has more in common with itself than it has with the dough around the outside. So there's some attractiveness. There's some attraction toward a center which would be the city of Bend and have something in common. And so I'd like you to consider that. I don't think it's a black and white, left and right, up or down, Democrat, Republican issue. The city of Bend is certainly split in a very even distribution between the two parties. Anybody who has watched our election returns knows that nobody can claim to dominate politics in Bend. If there are seven people on the Bend City Council, there are probably 10 different political opinions. So I think you could do well if you separated them. You're not going to destroy the city, the county, or the region if you don't. So thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I'm glad you're here today.
Okay, I'm taking that one with me on the rest of the trip. Yeah,
the gooey stuff gets there.
I was particularly fond of the dough around here.
We do have fun over here.
Bruce Bishop.
Thank you, members of the committee, for meeting here to hear some of this. I'm sorry that we don't have more people out. I'm Bruce Bishop, the executive director of the High Desert Forum. We've been bringing in speakers for now about nearly six years on national and international questions. Might be of interest, I don't know how many of the audience or you heard not too long ago, about 45 minutes ago, that Slobodan Milosevic has been arrested and will be turned over to the tribunal in The Hague, according to what I heard on National Public Radio a few minutes ago. I'm here just to say that as a former Foreign Service officer, the Fulbright and the correspondent overseas, I have a devoted interest in this country making its democracy work as effectively and democratically as possible. I have a good friend, a very senior diplomat, who made a statement to me at one point, and here in Bend when I brought him out to speak, that no democracy has ever made war on another, that a democracy has to be effective. It has to represent its people. People have to have confidence in it, and we all know, every one of us, Democrat or Republican, that confidence is sometimes lacking these days. I hope that whatever decision you make will strengthen and support that democratic system and contribute to the confidence of the people involved in it. Because there are two things. A democracy demands an educated electorate. And it demands a government and a system that make the people feel that they have some influence on the direction of that government. I happen to be a Democrat. I would favor something that would probably be favorable to the Democratic Party, but I'm not going to be picky. I want a fair decision. I want one that represents this region and that represents the whole state of Oregon. I know you've got a tough problem. I don't have any inclination to tell you how to vote on this. I know it will be difficult. But as long as it's free and open horse trading, I wish you Godspeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ken Cooper.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I'm Ken Cooper, and I've lived here and been most of my adult life within the city limits. And but I have also knocked on a lot of doors, from Klamath Falls up to the southern side of this District 54, and have talked to a lot of people, and have found that there is, in fact, a strong need to have unity within our area, our whole area. But that does not, I think I sort of agree with the mayor back there, except for the donut part. But I agree with the, I think, I know he mentioned that you could go both ways. But one of the things I think would be a terrible tragedy, I was looking down here at the list of criteria, for example, and it says, utilize existing geographic and political boundaries. One really important political boundary is the city limits of Bend. And over the years, it has expanded to now 53,000 people. We're almost at 57,000. It did not take very much. You could pick up Sunriver. That's just something that you could do. And so it could help the gentleman back there who's concerned about being lost in the shuffle. How you divide this, if you took in the governmental unit of the, and if you used the donut concept, it doesn't sound like a good concept to talk about, but anyway, it would make sense to bring in a few of the outside who are contiguous to our city limits. And they are some people who really work in this area that have different interests. I love the people down in Gilcrest, but I listened passionately to some people there one time, the time of the last meeting we were there. And this girl who was in the school was concerned tremendously about the fact that she wasn't getting her kind of representation. She felt that Gilcrest was being left out of the shuffle because it was too far from Klamath Falls, too far from Bend, and that the educational support that they wanted was not coming through. I think we can work closer together with Klamath Falls, and we can work closer together with the Deschutes County. If we did make central, if we made Bend, which is a complex, common interest, urban area, made that into one district, and that would be simple enough to do, I believe, and then we made the surrounding part of Deschutes County, and Deschutes County primarily will almost make up another representative, enough numbers for another representative, and whatever is necessary to balance that out, I think we would have a very viable, a very equitable, and very democratic governmental process going on. Much more than if we tried to divide. I was here when we did have East and West Bend divided, and a piece of it was in 54 and half of it was in 55. And it didn't take long before we went back to a position where Bend at least stayed in one unit. It had to pick up a lot of Klamath Falls County. It had to pick up a lot of the northern part of Central Oregon. But now we've grown. We have to move forward. We have to look into the future. And the future says that Central Oregon has a leading role, Bend has a leading role in developing Central Oregon, and the surrounding area has a leading role in seeing that we stay together and that we work together for their interests as well. Anyway, I appreciate the chance that you all have given me to come up here and talk to you. I hope that you make a strong effort to make Ben, the city limits of Ben, one house, one representative. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbara McCausland.
Well, having read the criteria for what a district must be, I do believe that Bend has certainly fulfilled that and is ready to stand as a separate district. And my major premise for this is that this particular town, as you probably all know, is undergoing a growth rate that is double that of any other town in this state. And it produces particular problems that no other part of this district really shares with us. And one of the things that I would like to see addressed, and I believe is really finally coming to the fore, and is a major problem in this town, is that of SDCs for schools. And this would give us an opportunity at last, possibly, to get on top of our school building problem. And this is just one example of why we stand apart from the rest of this particular district. I also think that if Bend were to become a district of its own, that we might finally get more political participation here, and I would certainly like to see that in Salem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Andrea Bloom?
It's actually Blum, but...
Blum?
Yes, like Plum, only with a B. I hate to admit that I'm up here in support of the donut. I am not the gooey stuff in the center. I'm the outside dough. And I kind of live in the center of the triangle between Sisters Bend and Redmond. So I'm in the sister school district, but I get my medical care in Redmond, and I often do shopping in Bend. And so I think of this whole triangle area as my community. I don't think that I live in any particular area, although my address is Bend. And the way the districts are broken up now, I think is beneficial in some respects, because if you split Bend and put half of them in one district and half in the other, the people who live in the dough would say once again that Bend is the controlling factor. And in Central Oregon, that is kind of, even though we have fantastic cooperation and coordination between our governments and our public agencies, something that I've never seen anywhere else I've ever lived, you still kind of have the sense that Bend is kind of a deciding factor. So I would hate to see Bend split and half in 54 and half in 55, because I think the people in the outlying areas would feel more that Bend people were in control of both districts that way, and there would be less rural representation. Thank you.
Yeah, I write slow because I have to read my own writing sooner or later. Sorry. Okay, who signed up after Andrea? What do you think?
I'd love to guess, but I can't.
Yeah, Nancy gave you your card. Is she up?
Okay, it's not Nancy. It's between Nancy and Andrea. Who signed up that I haven't called yet that's not a Nancy?
Plush?
Does somebody's first name start with only three or four? It's only three or four letters?
Recognize your signature.
Well, let's see if you win. What's your name?
Well, come up anyway.
Okay, come on up here. Okay, well, come here, man.
I feel like I'm on your work.
That's me.
That's you.
I feel like I'm on some kind of a quiz show here.
I got tired of writing my signature. So
my wife's an army nurse.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh. Is she retired or is she still active duty?
No. She married me.
Oh, Chris. Oh. Yeah. What was her main name?
McGee.
A lot of Irish girls in there, honey.
What was yours?
Mine is Philbin.
What?
Philbin.
Philbin.
Like Regis.
I'll have to ask her. I'm sorry, we didn't mean that.
And I too, am pleased to come up here and speak with you. I am the chair of the Deschutes County Democratic Party, and I was at one time Senator Clarno's opponent in the senatorial race.
Like to see that in Salem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Andrea Bloom?
It's actually Blum, but.
Blum?
Yes, like Plum, only to see. I hate to admit that I'm up here in support of a donut. I am not the gooey stuff in the center. I'm the outside dough. And I kind of live in the center of the triangle between Sisters Bend and Redmond. So I'm in the Sister School District, but I get my medical care in Redmond, and I often do shopping in Bend. And so I think of this whole triangle area as my community. I don't think that I live in any particular area, although my address is Bend. And the way the districts are broken up now, I think is beneficial in some respects, because if you split Bend and put half of them in one district and half in the other, the people who live in the dough would say once again that Bend is the controlling factor. And in Central Oregon, that is kind of, even though we have fantastic cooperation and coordination between our governments and our public agencies, something that I've never seen anywhere else I've ever lived, you still kind of have the sense that Bend is kind of the deciding factor. So I would hate to see Bend split and half in 54 and half in 55, because I think the people in the outlying areas would feel more that Bend people were in control of both districts that way, and there would be less rural representation. Thank you.
Yeah, I write slow because I have to read my own writing sooner or later. Sorry. Okay, who signed up after Andrea? What do you think?
I'd love to guess, but I can't.
Yeah, Nancy gave you your card. Is she up there?
Okay, it's not Nancy. It's between Nancy and Andrea. Who signed up that I haven't called yet that's not a Nancy?
Plush.
Plush. Does somebody's first name start with only three or four? Is only four letters?
It's probably mine. I recognize your signature.
Well, let's see if you win. What's your name?
Well, come up anyway.
Okay, come on up here. Okay, well, come here, man. That's you.
I feel like I'm on some kind of a quiz show here.
I got tired of writing my signature. So
my wife's an Army nurse.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh. Is she retired or is she still active duty?
No. She married me.
Oh, she quit. Oh. What was her maiden name?
McGee.
A lot of Irish girls in the Army.
What was yours?
Mine is Philbin.
What?
Philbin.
Philbin.
Like Regis.
I'll have to ask her. I'm sorry, we didn't mean that.
And I too, am am pleased to come up here and speak with you. I represent I am the chair of the Deschutes County Democratic Party, and I was at one time Senator Clarno's opponent in the senatorial race. And so I feel like I know a lot about this area and how representation is needed. One thing I learned during the campaign in traveling around is that the concerns are different in the different areas. You go travel around, Ben, you walk and go house to house and you get one side of one story, and you go up to Redmond and go out into the boonies out there and you have a whole nother story. So I found that was a problem. And one of the things I'm really concerned about, and I know Senator Clarno pointed out quite often during the campaign, was that now with the term limits, the legislators have so little time to absorb and learn and assimilate their tasks in the legislature. And it would seem to me that if you could concentrate the efforts for that short period of time in one specific area without a bunch of different concerns, we could have more effective leadership and legislation to try and be both a rural a representative and an urban representative creates too many problems. So that's my reason, and I've been trying to think of another metaphor, but jelly donut is the best we've got. Ben does meet all the requirements of the criteria for legislative for apportionment. It is one area. It has political boundaries. It doesn't divide communities of common interest, which I think that the donut does. I mean, the dividing the area in half does that. So I'm for the... I think it's really half of a bagel myself. But thank you very much.
I'm sorry. I think the soft part's still a winner, though. I think that's okay, Nancy. Just Nancy.
Good afternoon, and thank you for listening to me. I did not bring written testimony. I apologize. I'm very delighted that you're here today. I very much support splitting the county in north and south. We are split that way right now. I was a former county commissioner. I worked very closely with our representatives, both from District 54 and 55. Right now I'm in Ben Westland's district, and Representative Knopp, I talk to him all the time. The concerns in the county are concerns for the whole county, actually for all of Central Oregon. And you've heard from other people testifying how we work together. I think it's very important for a legislator to understand both the urban and the rural issues, because we are one county, we work together, all the issues do affect everybody, and I would hate to see concentrated issues in Bend and not the rest of the county. I think it's very important that you understand all of the county, and I think it's much easier for us to work with people that do understand all of the issues and how they're connected. Thank you very much.
Thank you. John Jefferson. What was John going to say? Mike? Oh, no, wait a minute. What's this? John Hatfield? Jefferson County, yeah. Okay, I wondered where Mike Goss Jefferson was from. Yeah, you're related. I'm sorry, John.
No problem. Thanks for listening to me. I'm from Jefferson County, and I would just like to make the point. I know it's always easy to lop off the edges of the districts and move them into others, but the way we feel about it is that we're Central Oregon. We're not Eastern Oregon. We're not Columbia River. We're not Cascade or Valley. We're Central Oregon. We're tied in with Central Oregon with one of the main arteries in the state on Highway 97. We're tied in with the Ben Redmond area on many economic and development issues. And we feel that if we were moved east or north or west, it would move us out of our element and we'd lose a lot of influence and representation. Thank you.
Citizen is obviously the primary component of testifying here, but are you here representing anyone also? Or?
Jefferson County. I'm just an interested citizen. I've been involved in economic development there. I've been involved in the chamber. I have a business downtown. Lived there for 40 years.
Thank you.
Mike Goss?
From Jefferson. Right. I live in Jefferson County. I have a small business there. And I'm concerned about, as John said, Jefferson County getting lopped off and placed somewhere else. Sometimes we feel like stepchildren, but we don't want to feel like orphans. They're being passed off somewhere. I've heard in the redistricting that it's possible Jefferson County might even be split into two or three different sections and put into other districts. I'm very, very opposed to that. We have our unique problems. We have great diversity, but we don't need to be separated from each other. We are Central Oregon, and we feel a part of Central Oregon. We have close economic ties to Redmond and Bend. We also have social ties with Redmond and Bend, and we just feel that we are a part of Central Oregon, and that's we're different than the other areas of the state, and we want to stay a part of Central Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's all we have signed up on the sheet. Who else here wants to leap up? Please.
My name is Leonard Peoples, and I have returned to Bend after working in other parts of the states. I was born in Bend, actually, before yesterday. I love jelly donuts, but I guess I just have a couple of questions. I see that according to this current distribution population by district, that practically all the districts are at capacity now, or at desired capacity. And at Bend and Redmond growing at the rates they are, is it when you make this decision, are you going to make them small enough so that we don't have to go through the same thing in 10 years from now, or hopefully we won't have to go?
Nope. We'll see in 10 years.
I see. It
has to be readjusted at every decade.
Yeah, well, but unless a readjustment isn't required. I mean, you don't have to readjust if it isn't required. If you... All right, but the other question I had is the 60 districts, is that cast in concrete, or
yes,
can you make another district to
cast
so it has
concrete.
So that it, with these Central Oregon districts all near capacity or over capacity, that must mean some districts are quite a bit under capacity.
Yes, sir.
So that means the boundaries are going to have to move.
Let me give you, for instance, if you'll take a look where it says Central Oregon House Districts, maybe the easiest map. Eastern Oregon, this side of the Cascades. Basically, it's roughly 25,000 increase in Central Oregon, Deschutes County, and a 25,000 decrease in all the rest of Eastern Oregon. And that's not a decrease. That's not a growth as fast as.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the way the government handles budget cuts. Yeah, they're not really cuts, but...
Don't you take the total number of people in the state and divide that by 60?
Exactly.
That's what the House is looking at.
But in Eastern Oregon, that's where it's... We have a balance, which is an interesting dynamic.
But it just seems to me that then the boundaries are going to have to change.
The boundaries will change.
Change.
Yes, sir. And that's by constitution, by Oregon statute, and et cetera. Yeah. But Representative Wilson may be a good example. His district, you're off by 48 people?
Not many.
But we're going to change him around because his neighbors are changing. So he tried to opt out of this thing, but we're not going to let him. Yeah.
Representative Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, to give them an idea, even though we don't have the entire list here, I believe the range is, we have a district that's as low as about 46,000 and one that's almost 75,000. So.
Well, I tell you what we probably ought to do. We've got to schedule 3 hours for this thing. What we did in Medford, Representative Thornton, I think it's a pretty good technique. We might take about a 10, 15-minute break, say 15-minute break, recess. If somebody else comes, we'll open it back up. But maybe it might be time, if you'd like to mill around, we'll stay available for questions. But let's take about 10 or 15 and come back and in recess if there's nothing else going on. But Senator Clarno.
Thank you, Senator Harper. Without sounding like Strom Thurmond, I just realized that I served in 1989 when Bend was split down the middle and was divided by Highway 97. And it worked very well because there was another representative on the other side of the Highway 97, obviously. We weren't growing then like we have since. And I always thought it was great because I had a great part of the rural area because I was east of Highway 97 and the other representative was west. But I would just share with you that everybody in Bend at that time, of course we were smaller, liked to have two voices speak for them. Because if one spoke differently than the other, they still had one vote over in Salem for them. And now, in 91 then, when we redistricted and I was in the legislature, we have the current House districts as we do now, of course. And here I am going into another situation, and I want to keep almost all of my people. But I know I can't. Thank you.
She's been having a tough time with these numbers. Senator Courtney, you guys have anything for us before our recess?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a recess until that clock on the wall says 2:05. And call the meeting back to order. Anybody come in? Anybody else want to testify before we leave?
Chair, I'd like to. This is Barney Lurton, and he is on a web. He does a web newspaper. And I told him that he can't use Flash in the county commission because we didn't use it. So if he does it again and you want to have him kicked out, you let me know.
I heard no warning cell phones, Flash.
Well, let me just go over the handout for those of you that are left, and let's remember to do this first next time. But just a basic overview on the front page to include, there's always what is a community of interest, an important element. There's a little definition there. Local map on the back, just roughly what we're looking at. Probably one of the more important things are the guidelines. These are statutory guidelines for the legislative district. Huh?
Push on off there.
Okay. Okay. What you see up here, then just a rough look at the numbers for Central Oregon. On the back, like I said, we're on the road. If anybody wants to join us, there they are, dates and times. But maybe one of the more important things that I would really like to encourage you is the contact information on the bottom of the back page. Includes an email, includes a website with email and the mailing address. So, you know, we can't make good decisions unless we have your thoughts and input. With that, committee. Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.